This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, new guidelines in screening for cervical cancer. The changes include the option of HPV testing, something that may signal the end soon for the pap smear test. I talked about the changes with Dr. Matthew Carlson, a gynecologic cancer specialist at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
The big change is the addition of HPV-only testing. The guidelines, as they are screening every 3 years with cytology alone. That's your traditional pap test for patients age 21 to 29. We don't recommend any screening for patients under age 21. For the patients age 30 to 65, that's where we have a few more options. That's with every 3 years with your cytology alone, your traditional pap test. Every 5 years with the HPV testing, or every 5 years with the combination of those two, the PAP and the HPV testing.
And then women over 65 who've had recent clear tests probably don't need testing anymore.
That's correct. And also women who have had a hysterectomy with removal of the cervix, if they don't have a history of abnormal pap smears or screening, they no longer need any testing after that.
Why not offer that option, though, to women ages 21 through 29?
I think that has to do with the fact that younger women are more likely to have the HPV virus, you know, be infected with it and clear it just because of the nature of earlier sexual intercourse and where they are in their lives. They may not necessarily be in a monogamous relationship. And the fact that most of these infections are cleared, never cause any problems. And so we could end up going on a bit of a wild goose chase for something that's going to be self-limiting.
So at that age, the pap smear is enough.
Yes.
Is the takeaway from this the introduction of the option now?
Yeah, the options in those 30 to 65-year-old women.
Why introduce the option?
I think what we're finding now is that testing for the HPV virus might be as good or better, and I think we may be setting the stage for just HPV testing down the road.
Why is it as good, or why might it even be better?
I think it has to do with just the characteristics of the testing and some of the inherent drawbacks or the limitations, I should say, of PAP testing.
For those who aren't aware, could you describe what a PAP smear test is?
So a woman comes in for her exam, and it involves the pelvic exam with the speculum to visualize the cervix. The traditional PAP test involves using a brush of sorts to collect some cells from the cervix and the opening to the cervical canal. The collection for the HPV sample is fairly similar.
But why might the HPV exam be seen either by the physician or the patient as the way to go?
Well, one of the limitations of the PAP test is that we're actually looking at the cells, and that's automated and is subject to interpretation sometimes. And it can lead to unnecessary tests sometimes.
The HPV is what, more effective, more exact?
Yeah, I think it's more objective. The PAP test can be a little bit subjective. With the HPV, it's positive, negative. With the PAP test, there are kind of degrees of abnormalities that they can see.
Are we headed towards the end of the use of the pap smear?
I think that is probably where we're headed. I think they purposefully leave some leeway here, partly because of, I mean, there are some places that don't have the infrastructure to go to just HPV testing. We've been doing the automated PAP tests for so long, and then they were able to easily add the HPV testing on top of that for what we call the co-testing. I think that to have a shift that abrupt to just HPV testing, I think might be a little tough for some institutions.
Dr. Carlson, thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Sam.